The following program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands. Need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Every single day
on vacation. Rose Gray, how are you?
Well, I'm not on vacation every single day. No. But you know what? I work for a company that makes me feel like I'm on vacation every single day. Go.
And we have FWT up again where we can get out of here and get on vacation on the cheap.
Right.
And on the cheap. What deals?
So here's the deal. So people are like, so if I text FWT, Fox World Travel, FWT to 855-616-1620, and I did that 2 weeks ago, am I going to see the same stuff? No. These are revised new deals that have come in.
They keep getting updated.
Right. And some people have said to me, well, why don't you just tell us the deals? And I'm like, here's the problem with that. How many times have you heard a number? Prices starting at.
Right.
That's the number you have then in your head. And then you call one of our offices at 866-GO-FOX-GO, which, by the way, you can do between 9 and noon Saturday mornings and talk to a real person, because we do have seasonal Saturday hours right now at Fox World Travel. And you say, I want to go to blank for this amount of money because I just heard Rose say it. But by the way, that's not the dates I want. Yeah. That's not the resort I want, and that's not who I want to fly. But
right.
I want that price.
Right. Doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way. So I would rather you see the deals, right, come in, and then you can say, oh, yeah, I see that that's not the dates I want, but what would happen if I did that? Or you might talk to one of our advisors who's been to Cancun, Riviera Maya 12 times and say, I don't think that's the right resort for you. In talking to you, you said you'd like this and this and this, and that's not going to meet your qualifications.
Sure.
Okay.
The other thing you can do when you get that link, when you text FWT to 855-616-1620, is build your own vacation package.
Exactly.
So you could do it yourself.
Yep.
And then if you get to a point where you're like, all right, I think I did everything I can on my own, you can still get help from Fox World Travel and get an advisor involved and help flush out the trip.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And so the other thing you can do that I think is so fun is go to our cruise search. And we did a little tutorial on that. And when you can't sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning, you can go to our website and you can build your own cruise, kind of a thing as well. So we've made DIY a reality for you, but we're also saying, hey, if you need help, we're here for you.
That's what it's all about.
We've been here for you for 65 years and we're going to continue to be here for you.
That's good to know.
I know.
Good. History is there. We are here to answer questions. Lots of knowledge in the room with Rose Gray. And I'm sure if Rose doesn't know, one of her cohorts will text her and chime in, because
exactly.
That happens a lot too. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. We'd love to hear from you. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
We were staying in Paris.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
So we're going to highlight destinations in our bumper music.
We really make our producers work here, don't we?
Isaac's working hard today. 855-616-1620 if you want to talk to Rose Gray about travel. We do have a phone call. Let's go to Peggy in Tosa. Good morning, Peggy. What's your question?
Hi. We are going to be traveling to Malta, and we've decided that we want to take a side trip, do a few days in Sicily. We're going to take the ferry from Malta to Sicily, and I'm wondering how we go about getting a rental car once we get to the port in Sicily.
Well, I don't exactly know how you do that, but I do know that you could always reach out to one of our advisors and ask for that. What we would do then is we would go to our rental car partners and put in the name of the port. So do you have the name of the port that the ferry arrives in?
Panzilla, I believe it's called.
So what I would do is I would actually put that in your search engine when you're looking at car rentals. Now, when I look at car rentals, I try not to do this overreaching thing that's going to give me all the car companies at once because I feel like I'm going to have to filter through that. So what I would do is I would look at your major car companies individually. That's what we would probably do as well.
Okay.
So you'd look at the National and you'd look at the Avis and that kind of thing. Also check out two of these websites. One is called Sixt. It's S as in Sam, I, X as in X-ray, T is a car company there that I have been seeing throughout the United States a little bit more, but that is a very well-known European car company. And then also try Auto Europe.
Okay.
And then put that specific destination, that specific pickup point in so that you don't get an airport destination or airport pickup location.
Okay. All right.
Should work.
That helps a lot.
Good.
Perfect.
Enjoy that trip. You're welcome.
Thanks, Peggy. I don't know if it works internationally, but we got a rental car for Florida through Costco and it was cheap.
Never do that.
What?
Ever. Who are you talking
Why?
To? You're talking to Rose Gray, who's never going to tell you to do anything like that.
Through Costco?
There's a third party. So who are you renting that through?
I don't know.
Okay. Exactly.
My wife booked it.
So you go, I would never do that.
Okay.
Ever.
Now we're in trouble.
You are in trouble. I would never do that. That's a third party booking. So anything that goes wrong, Avis, Hertz, National, Enterprise, whoever it is going to say, not our problem, take it up with Costco.
So then we have to call Costco.
And who knows?
Who's going to answer that phone
call? Ever.
Well, now we got to go cancel that and get a different one.
Nope. What I would do is I would see the rate that they got you. I would go to that vendor and I would try to match that rate with them directly.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm probably going to get a lot of flack. I'm going to see this text line blow up, but not a fan.
Really?
Not a fan.
Okay. I thought domestically we weren't worried about it too much. Internationally, we would never do something like that.
No, I have a friend that did it not that long ago. They got there and they said, oh, I see that you booked this through Costco. We're going to have proof of insurance. Do you have that along? They didn't have it. I've never been asked to show proof of insurance when I'm picking up a car.
Okay.
And they had to call their insurance person. They couldn't get the car that day.
Insurance that they could have a rental car?
That they're covered.
Yeah.
That
in a
covered.
Rental car? All right. Well, at least we need to know look at that.
I don't like it one little bit.
All right. Learn something new today. Yep. Again, every day that we're on this show. 855-616-1620 is the talk and text line. Thinking about traveling to Italy, but Jubilee is this year. And will that impact travel crowds being able to do the activities?
So this is a great reason for you to book those kinds of things in advance. First of all, I'm going to promote right now Fox World Travel's group department because we've got the groups, we've got the blocks, we've got the hotel space, and we've got entrances to the Vatican. We've got entrances to the academia. We've got entrances to all the things that you need to get into that may be a problem. If you are going to do this on your own as an independent traveler, whatever you have in your mind that you want to do, book them in advance. One of the saddest things I ever see is when I get to Rome, I have got a group and we've got front of the line type passes and we walk right past all these people that are in this long, long queue waiting to get in because they didn't book in advance.
And you would think it's even worse this year if Jubilee is going on.
It will be. And so Jubilee is an entire year. It's an entire year. It starts Christmas of 2024 and it ends Epiphany of 2026. So it's a time for celebration. It's people making pilgrimages to Rome. And then they're at Rome and they're saying, well, we're here now. We might as well see the rest of the country.
Sure.
And so everything is going to be quite busy. But we planned ahead at Fox World Travel and we've got groups to Italy. We've got the Tuscany adventure. We've got the best of Italy. And we have those things all thought through so that is taken care of. Are there going to be more crowds? Sure, absolutely. And there's going to be more crowds June, July, August, September. That's the busy season for sure.
Okay.
That's when we have vacation. That's when we travel. But just prepare yourself. It's definitely going to be a busy time in Italy.
All right. Keep the texts and calls coming. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited talk and text line. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on
WTMJ.
Putting Isaac to work this
morning. Warren Zevon. He's passed away, hasn't he?
Yeah. London, so that's our destination this time.
I love that.
855-616-1620. Dayton Kane and Rose Gray here answering your text. This one says, hello, Rose. We fly January 31st to Dreams La Romana, Dominican Republic for 1 week. Any best suggestions for 13 for excursions or places for dinner? This is from Joe in Sussex.
Okay, so here's the thing. If they're going to be at Dreams La Romana, they're going to be at a very nice, high-end, all-inclusive resort. So you are a bit protected, if you get what I'm saying, when you're in those kinds of scenarios. So going to dinner would mean a cab ride, and you're sort of remote there. So it's not like there's a city real close. So I would just say eat at the resort. Just eat at all the various restaurants because they're going to be good and wonderful and all that kind of thing. As far as La Romana and excursions are concerned, there are some day trips that you could take. There's definitely zip lining in that area. We've talked on the air many times about zip lining. And although it will not be the most outstanding zip lining in the world, it's still zip lining and it's still fun. You've zip lined numerous places.
Many times. It's fun.
It's fun. There's a place called Monkey Land that's very fun. There are definitely fishing excursions you could take. There are definitely snorkeling excursions that you can take. Sayona is an island reserve that you can actually take a catamaran or a boat to and go back and forth. All of those things I would highly recommend booking with somebody at your resort. So I'm not a big fan of booking excursions when I'm there, when people are hitting you up on the beach. Hey, you want to go parasailing? I've got a boat over here off the property a little bit. Yeah. Come with me, kind of a thing. Not a big fan of that. So book with somebody at your resort. If you're staying at Dreams, there's likely going to be an Amstar resort, an Amstar desk at your location, and they can absolutely hook you up. And here's the other thing. If something would go awry on that excursion, like I have had people who have done snuba, do you know what that is?
Yep.
Okay. And some of the equipment was not at all good. And so in the end, they were sharing equipment.
Oh, geez.
And so they came back and said, that wasn't the experience that we were hoping for. Who would you complain to if you had done that on your own? Right. Now you've got to reach out to somebody. You've got a desk. You've got a tour desk right there in your resort. That's who I would book my excursions with.
And usually the same person there throughout the week that you're there too.
That's a good point. Yep. That's a very good point. Yep. So La Romana, Dreams La Romana, if you want to find out about deals to the Dominican Republic and anywhere warm, FWT, Fox World Travel, F as in Frank, F as in Fox, W as in World, T as in Tom, at 855-616-1620. Then you can get all the info.
And save some money on top of
it
with your deals that only you guys get.
That's right. There are exclusive deals that you can look all day and never find because we have an arrangement with the particular tour operator, which in this case happens to be Apple Vacations.
There we go. Another text here says, any info on Beach Palace in Cancun, the hotel zone?
Yeah, so it's one of the Palace resorts, and Beach Palace and all the Palace resorts have been around for a really, really long time. When this texter is saying the hotel zone, what that means for listeners who are not aware, it means that when you get into the airport, you are going to go slightly north to this strip of hotels, which is on Kukulcan Boulevard, which is the first area 40 plus years ago that the government went in and completely developed a tourist area. Hmm. And that's what that is. And so they don't have the kind of rules that some of the other resort areas would have where you can only build a hotel as tall as the tallest palm tree and those kinds of things. So these are going to be some high-rise type, structures. And some of them have been around for a long time, and you just find out who they used to be. So it's an all-inclusive resort. It's right there. So that you've got the beach, you've got beautiful accommodations. They went through a refurbishment not that long ago. So lovely. Beautiful restaurants to choose from. Again, excursions. And here's another example. Your water activities that are not motorized, which would be snorkeling equipment and
kayaks
and sunfish sailboats, little sunfish sailboats and those kinds of things. As long as you go down there, and typically they'll give you a time limit because it's being shared by others. But then you can use that as well. And that's kind of a fun little activity. Beautiful spa while the kids are off doing that. Maybe mom can go and get a massage, or mom and dad can go get a massage, that kind of a thing. So Beach Palace has been around a long time in the hotel zone, as the texter said, and good choice for families.
All right, let's keep talking travel. 855-616-1620. Find all of this information that you want to see at foxworldtravel.com. Another half hour to go. Now we go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Sean Brenda. Good morning, Sean.
Vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
So this is Dayton Kane with Rose Gray. You were getting jealous of us playing themed bumper music on the Fix It Show.
Yeah.
Huh? You're like, so let's do Destination. She comes in, let's do Destination. So
exactly.
New York playing in the background there for you. Let's answer the... You go ahead and lead us into this one, Rose.
So we got a text that said, you and Rose are missing the very best way to rent a car. Turo, Turo.com. It's basically like Vrbo, except much cheaper for cars. Vrbo for cars. Much cheaper, any age, any model of cars available. You just pick up your car, yada, yada, yada. So I responded and said, I know John Mercure just did this on his show not that long ago because he's had a good experience and... He's had two good experiences and a bad experience.
Okay.
And so I'm going to put it out there. Has anybody ever had an experience with Turo, T-U-R-O? This is the way it works. I've got a car sitting there not being used. Could be for a multitude of reasons. It's a kid's car that went to college and he can't park it there, sure. So he left it home. A million different reasons you have an extra car. You can put it out there on this particular website, this Turo.com. I'm sure there's some qualifications and things like that. And you can rent your car out to people. And apparently this texter has had great results, ready to go, no waiting, no paperwork. I've been using it for years and it's I'm never going back to a car rental agency again. So I'd love more feedback on this. So if you have ever rented with Turo.com and you'd like to give us some information, 855-616-1620.
This is an intriguing one because, like, I think of my car versus the Ford Focus that I bought for my kids for $2,000 that's not quite up to snuff. You talk about qualifications. Like, how do you know the car is going to work? It's been maintained. It's not stolen.
But I think there's got to be those kind of that's the qualifying I don't understand.
Yeah.
But here's the same thing. If you go to Vrbo or you go to Airbnb, it's a risk, right?
Right.
So I'm just saying, tell me.
We've had this conversation before, yeah. Right? So if I go on a website and I look at a resort, they all look fabulous on the website. But a travel advisor knows, hey, that may look nice in the photos, but here's the reality of that one.
Yeah.
Here's a much better option for you at the same price over here.
Right.
I don't know. This one seems sketchy to me, but she said she had a good, they said they had a
right
good experience.
Right off the bat, I used Turo in Alaska. It was amazing. The next one, horrible experience in every single way. I don't know. I say stick with a professional and then you've got some recourse.
Okay. Interesting. All right. So keep those comments coming in as you see fit. Let's talk about what's on the website that we need to be worried about going away soon.
Yes, good way to segue into this. I cautioned you several weeks ago that if you were still interested in Turkey and you hadn't made the move, it was likely we're going to have to give up the rooms, the trip. The people that put the trip together said, okay, your hotel now is saying we need the rooms back or what have you. Well, that happened with Turkey, but I'm telling you right now, good old Fox World Travel and their great group department went back to the tour operator and said, hey, can you give us some more time? So we've got a little more time for Turkey. We've got a little more time.
Okay.
So if you were thinking about this, and we're talking about Istanbul, we're talking about Kusadasi, we're talking about Cappadocia, all the places that you don't even know you're missing out on because you go on a cruise and you see Ephesus and you see Istanbul, and that's what you see. You don't see any of the interior of Turkey. But if you ever had anything, any desire to see that, now's the time to make that happen. Because it will go away. I know we won't get a second extension. So this trip is actually April 25th to May 6th.
What a great quick.
What a great time to go. We're traveling with our good friends at Insight Vacations, which means you're going to be in that luxury motor coach that we've often talked about. That's a 40-passenger coach. That's got wide seats that you can lay back and be comfortable when you are in the short amount of time that you have to be in these coaches. But there's breakfasts included. There's 8 dinners included. There are local guides all the way around. And just so many wonderful experiences. So how do you find out more about this trip? Well, number one, you could call one of our advisors at 866-GO-FOX-GO. You could also go to the vacation tab on our website, and there you will find group travel, and under that you will find Fox Group Vacations. And they're laid out so well. We've got European travel for you, and then we've got exotic destinations. And yep, you're right. Turkey is an exotic destination, and that's where you'll find it. So if you're still thinking about it, stop thinking about it. If you haven't made your warm weather destination trip, did Monday and Tuesday incentivize you to something?
It was so cold.
It was awful. Did you even leave your home?
Not on Monday. It was my birthday. I sat and watched TV all day.
Oh, my
Don't tell
goodness.
My boss that.
Oh, my gosh.
I did make some phone calls. But yeah, you didn't want to go outside. Our guys weren't working because it was cold.
It was terrible. But our phones were ringing because, once again, we do what we do so well. We put it off and say, yeah, this winter hasn't been so bad. I've only had to shovel snow twice. It's not been so bad. And then that happens. And holy cow, that was just incredibly cold. And we don't want people missing out.
Yeah.
Now, you might have waited a little too long for that perfect flight from Milwaukee. I'm not saying you have, but especially if you're looking for spring break, which we know is the last 2 weeks of March. But what about Rockford? Have you thought about Chicago? Have you thought about alternatives? Of course you haven't, because that's not what your job is. That's our job. So I'm just telling you, why not let one of the experts walk you through it, tell you what's out there? Are you flexible? Can you move your dates 2 days one way or the other so we can find that beautiful nonstop service for you?
Yeah. All right. We do have a call. I think it's Mr. David Nason. Are you there?
I am here, yes.
Okay. Yeah, talk to us, David.
Yeah, yes. So Fox World Travel planned a trip for my family and I to Alaska. I think it was 2018. And we did a week-long tour in Alaska, ended up in Anchorage. And we had most of the day on Sunday left. And the driver of our bus, I was just talking with him. He said, well, you got to check out this Turo app. And I was like, what? Turo? Never heard of it. And I looked it up, and we had 5 of us. We rented a Honda Pilot for the day. The owner brought it to our hotel, delivered it to the hotel for us, went through it and everything. And then we used it for the day, drove around Anchorage, drove, you know, about an hour north of Anchorage, came back and everything. And then went to the airport, and he came and picked it up at the airport. So I had an amazing experience with it. And at the time, I think it was only $120 for the day. So I would do it again.
Hmm. All right. Well, there's one vote for Turo. There you go.
Yes.
Thank you for calling in, David. That was wonderful. If I can ever if I can ever give any advice on home inspections, I'll call you.
Okay. All right.
All right, sir. See ya. Right. This one, this text comes in. It says, we've used Turo quite a few times. It's great, but they're adding fees just like big rental companies are now. So I don't know.
And then a lot of texters are saying, we've done it. They've got inspections that they have to have every year. They have to fill it out. I've never had an issue. And then horrible experience. Never had an issue. Horrible experience. I feel like I don't want anybody to have a horrible experience. And my time and my discretionary vacation money is too precious for me to have to wonder if it's going to work or not. That's right. The part I right. can't stand. And nothing's ever guaranteed. I mean, you could rent a car with a major car company and have those kinds of issues as well. But then you've got somebody behind you is all I'm saying.
All right. We are going to take a break. More of your calls and texts when we get back. 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
San Francisco, destination
nice,
for this song.
Nice. And San Francisco is probably my favorite city west of the Mississippi.
Really?
Yeah, I love San Francisco.
I haven't been there in probably 30 years.
Oh, go back.
Go back? All right. I'm planning a trip to Croatia in March. Just wondering if I'm going to need the European visa. I went on the website and it said it wasn't available yet.
Correct. So the website that this texter is referring to, hopefully, is the same one I'm about to give you. It's travel-europe.eu. But if you just Google European Union visa or ETIAS, which is an electronic travel authority type website. Now, we've talked about this when we talked about New Zealand, Australia, Vietnam. It's the same kind of thing. It's an electronic visa that you go online to get. So what's happening is the EU, which is collectively around 30 European countries, is saying that in mid-2025, American nationals are going to need to apply for the European Travel Information and Authorization System. Okay, so if any of you are old enough to remember back before the Schengen Agreement, before there was a European Union, all right. Whenever you would go between borders, which in Europe is like we go from state to state,
right.
They go from country to country, no problem. You would have to go through a customs gate, and you'd have to show your passport. Now, when we were on tour buses, an agent would come on the motor coach and ask to see everybody's passports, or sometimes, many times, oftentimes, the tour guide would vouch for everybody on the bus. Well, as things have progressed in the world globally, these countries are saying, we want to know who's coming into our countries, and we've lost all control of that. And so this is how they're going to control that. And so right now, that's not even something you can do. You can't even apply for them yet. Okay. They're saying mid-2025. So you keep listening to the show. And we'll keep you updated on what you're going to need. One thing you can always bet on when you're booking with somebody like Fox World Travel, whether you've booked an airline ticket or an entire 21-day trip, if a visa's required and it wasn't when you made the booking, you'll be made aware of it. Does
that
make sense?
Benefit another of using benefit. A travel.
Yes.
Okay. 855-616-1620. Speaking of passports, hi, Rose. If we take a cruise to Alaska, do we need passports? I thought I heard we do need a passport.
Say it again.
If we take a cruise to Alaska, do we need passports? I thought I heard we do need a passport.
If you're going to sail into Vancouver, yes.
Okay.
Right? So there's lots of different Alaska cruises that you can be taking. You can go round trip Seattle. Then you wouldn't need one. But many, many times, look at your itinerary if you're touching any part of Canada. And oftentimes, remember, flagged ships have to touch an international port if they're flagged not American. So a Holland America ship, for example, is going to be required to either, say, stop in Victoria or stop in Vancouver. And you're going to want a passport for that. Now, there are ways around it, but whenever we talk about ways around it, it sounds like I'm working the system. And I just never really love that too much.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, do you realize, I guess I should point this out, you can actually take a Caribbean cruise and cruise without a passport.
If you don't get off the ship.
You can even get off the ship.
Really?
Because you're not flying in and out. You're coming by boat.
Oh.
But this is what we tell our customers who are working around that system. What happens if you get a call from home and there's an emergency and you're in, let's just say, St. Lucia. That's your stop. And you've got to fly home from St. Lucia. Easy enough to do unless you don't have a passport.
Isn't something happening in May that could affect this?
Now, that's the real ID.
Okay, let's talk about that when we come back.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. It is the Fox World Travel Show. Thanks for all the questions today. It is WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
You can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I missed the destination for this one, Isaac. Hawaii. Oh, Hawaii.
Oh, how perfect. Because
how perfect.
What about this call?
We'll talk real ID in a minute, but let's go to Marcia and Dousman. Good morning. What's your question for Rose?
Hi. My question is, do you have a recommendation for any good restaurants in Kauai?
Well, number one, there is a Duke's restaurant in Kauai. And Duke's started out in Oahu on Waikiki Beach because Duke was a famous surfer. Mm. And so this has become sort of a, I don't want to call it a chain because I don't think that's what it is, but there is a Duke's in Kauai. And it's sort of like when you go to Boston, you go to Cheers. When you go to Hawaii, you go to Duke's. So Duke's would be one. And then there's another one I actually came to my mind, which at my age is pretty remarkable. There's another one called Lava Lava that I have eaten at that I would also recommend.
All right. Fantastic. Okay. Thank you very much
You're
for
welcome.
Your time.
Enjoy your trip.
Stay.
Thank you. Let's talk about real ID because we've been talking about it for years, it seems like.
And we have been talking about
it. You think it's actually going to happen this year?
I feel like this year is the year. They're really, really, really talking about it. And if you just Google real ID, you're really going to get the meat of what I'm going to say. But get this. When I did Google it, the Real ID Act was an act of Congress that established requirements that driver's license identification cards issued by U.S. states and territories were going to satisfy the requirement to all be uniform so that
sure.
they're all the same. That act was initiated in 2005.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's never happened. So what will happen is, to be compliant, you are going to need this to board a domestic flight. Now, you will know if you have real ID by looking at your Wisconsin, and we know there's people that are listening that are not in Wisconsin, but there's going to be a star. There's going to be a star on that driver's license. Now, people are worried about this, and for good reason, because if you don't have a passport, then you will need to have a real ID.
And to get on a flight?
To get on a flight domestically. And I don't know that they're going to extend this again because it's been extended and extended and extended. And I feel like this year, May 7th, 2025, they're saying it's actually going to happen. So they tell you how to, the Wisconsin DMV has information about how to go about getting your real ID and how to update, because now driver's license in Wisconsin are valid a really long
yeah.
time. And so you may be saying, oh my gosh, I just got it and I didn't do it. So if it's anytime soon that you need to be renewing your driver's license, it's time to learn about real ID, what documentation you need to take to get it. It's a birth certificate and some other things, but okay. learn about it and be aware of it because, man, I think on May 7th, 2025, it's going to be a rude awakening for some people who are not aware.
So if you do have a passport, that's one of the documents you can bring in, right?
Exactly.
So bring in your passport when you go renew your license and you could upgrade to real ID on that license.
Precisely.
Okay.
Yep.
But then there are other options if you don't, and that's on that website.
Correct. And so if you just Google it, so the Homeland Security has all the information about that. But if you are listening and you are from Wisconsin, you can also go to the Wisconsin DMV and find out real ID information as pertinent to just Wisconsin.
Okay.
All right.
We have 1 minute left. Let's wrap up by reminding everybody what Fox World Travel all can do.
Yeah, exactly. We can do everything because we are a full service agency. We can do not only vacation travel, but we also do business travel. We also do meetings and incentives travel. Within our vacation division, which I get to represent every Saturday morning on air, we also have the group travel division. Now, that could be a Fox group vacation. That's something that's already formed. Or it could be you. It could be Dayton saying, I'm taking 24 of my family members on a trip, and I want you to orchestrate the whole thing.
Yeah.
So that is what we do there as well. In addition to that, we also do destination weddings. And so all of that can be found on our website at foxworldtravel.com. Until you hear me telling you it is no longer a fact, you can call 866-GO-FOX-GO Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. That means you could call somebody right now.
All right. Every Saturday, 9 to 10 a.m., it is the Fox World Travel Show. Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management coming in next on WTMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.